Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, we continue with Foreigner, and this is a apt song for right now. It's called Inside Information from Foreigner. Our guest, Joanna Chadwick, someone we depend upon for what? Inside Information.
Well played. Well played,
Robert. How good is that?
That was pretty. You are on it today.
I'm clicking, Joanna.
Well, I'm excited to hit you at just the right time.
This doesn't happen that often. It's like a full moon.
Yikes.
We have some really, really interesting games tonight across our area. I've selected five that I'm really curious about, and I want to start with one that I believe I know how this game's going to go, and I guess I need someone to convince me that it won't. I know East is better, and I give them credit, but Northwest is a different animal, and while both of these teams are undefeated, I expect Northwest to win by 3 touchdowns or more. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, even if you just make it as basic as, let's look at common opponents. Even by looking at common opponents, you're going to see that, yes, you're probably right that Northwest is going to win by that much. Because, you know, I mean, East versus Heights and then Northwest versus Heights. Now, Heights did score on Northwest, which no one else had done. But, I mean, you know, East really struggled to beat Heights, winning 16-13. I think that this is going to come down to be a very emotional game because East obviously has, you know, they're eager to prove themselves. They're eager to prove that they deserve to be in that upper echelon of the City League and shoot the upper echelon of Class 6A, and they've got names. I mean, if you look at that team with Deontay Mitchell at quarterback and then a receiving core that includes, you know, Sequoia Patterson, A.J. King, and Dalen Jones, and then coming out of their backfield, Jamarion Nelson and Zach Bryant, I mean, that's impressive what they have done. But Northwest has proven it over time. I mean, you know, they played in a couple straight Class 5A championship games. And they've got Mason Ross back there at quarterback, and then Julius Bolden and L.J. Phillips coming out of the backfield. And then a defense that, you know, in the past it's been the offensive names that have been so well known for them. And now it's that defense with Todrick McGee and Waitu Kolomo and then also Zach Daher. So I think you're right, but I really like where this team could be, where this game could be.
I'm not trying to detract from what East has done. I'm just saying that they're probably not quite ready to make this a competitive game this year. Now, next year, all bets could be off. I just think it's a little bit too early to think that East is going to go pull off some major upset of maybe a team that's right there among all the great Northwest teams we've seen in the past several years. Jason?
Well, you know where I'm going. I want to hear the breakdown of the Mays Derby game. And are you going, and how much do you think Mays is going to win by?
Okay, so I am going. So I'm really excited. This is my first football game this season. Well, it's my school. I've got three. I've got three kids who are going to be on the sidelines shooting photos and, frankly, writing for Vipe. I mean, it's good for me to be there. So,
probably so, but still.
Still.
Go ahead.
Okay.
He's jealous, well, Joanna.
So if we were to break down this game, I mean, you know, you look at the past 2 years. Let's just take the past 2 years for a very small look at these two teams matching up. And both teams unbeaten going into the past two games. And then Derby just runs away with it. 2 years ago when Caleb Grohl was the quarterback, it was a 35-21 game. It felt a lot closer than two touchdowns. Last year was just shellacking. I believe it was 55-7. Derby handed Mays their first loss both those years. Now, this year is a little bit different. You have an unbeaten Mays team that is just clicking. That offense, when it comes to Josh Sanders out of the backfield, you've got Avery Johnson at quarterback, and then Jacob Hanna as one of your wide receivers, along with a defense that's led by Kyle Haas. Those are big name players right there on that offense or on that team. Unbeaten for a reason. Derby's in a completely different situation. They've got one loss after having opened with a loss at Mill Valley, and then they went 2 weeks without playing with everything suspended due to COVID. But they came right back last week after 2 weeks off, came back on a Wednesday, and then they went into campus and they handled them. To me, I think that the offense is going to be just fine for Derby with Lem Wash and Dylan Edwards leading the way. The defense has given up points, though. Defense has given up points to Mill Valley, to Newton, campus. They gave up 13, I think, to campus. So I think this is going to be much closer. And if there's going to be a year where Mays is going to win, I think that this is a pretty good one that you could pick that.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine as we talk about some of the high school highlight games of this Friday night. I'm curious, Bishop Carroll set up an incredibly difficult schedule, and they play Miege, which has lost a couple games, had a couple other games canceled because of COVID. Miege is only 2-2, yet I think they're ranked number one in Class 4A. This would be the game of the year in certain years, yet we're talking about teams that are a combined 5-4. How good are Carroll and Miege in your opinion?
I mean, it's really tough to tell. To me, it comes down to you look at that schedule that both of them play, okay? And it's pretty similar. Miege has definitely lost. I mean, they're not the team that we've seen in the past where they're rolling over everybody by 50 points and cruising. But because they play so many 6A, 5A schools, it definitely benefits them when it comes to the 4A rankings. Bishop Carroll, their losses are to Derby and to Lawrence. Those are really good losses. They had a really close win against Junction City. And so, I have no guess on how this game is going to turn out, because for me, it's tough to even say where does Miege rank, because they actually lost games and we're so used to them winning by so many touchdowns. This will say a lot about where both of these teams will go in their respective classes, just because it's kind of one of those, it's not a make or break game, but it's a, you know, they'll find out a lot about themselves in this game.
Well, we were trying to get Weston Schartz on, and because their game was canceled, we were just kind of curious what's going on in Liberal, because from what we understand, they don't have enough players to field a team. Can you fill us in a little bit on what was happening there? Do you know anything about that?
You know, sadly, I do not know anything about that, but I can tell you as soon as I get home, I will Google it. But I did see that there was a four-man game because they didn't have enough players for six-man, and I'm trying to think what those two teams were. I think it was Pawnee Heights, and I can't remember the other team. Maybe Cunningham? I think COVID is wreaking havoc. I don't know what else would keep Liberal from being able to play other than COVID.
Yeah, their game at Capon, due to a variety of factors causing low numbers, many beyond our control, the Liberal High School varsity football game has been canceled. So I don't know what that all means. It doesn't mention COVID as one of the factors. I've heard that COVID is not amongst the factors, but
as
Jason and I mentioned, this is a program with tremendous heritage in liberal. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, and the thing is that anybody who has a kid, you know, 10 years ago is like, what? Because liberal hasn't been as good as that. You know, you're remembering the years in the 90s when Gary Cornelson rolled, and liberal just hasn't. They haven't.
That's because those are the only years I can remember.
That's, you said it before I could get to it.
I got
are you, are you mocking me, Joanna?
I'm
Yes, you are. Say it. It feels so good.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, though, is that my memory of the years are very much, I mean, like 96 through 2000, I could probably remember specific plays because they're so ingrained in my brain, whereas I'm like, where was I last Friday night? You know,
exactly.
Whatever.
Let's get your thoughts on a great rivalry, an in-town rivalry, Andover. Andover Central, both really good teams. Andover 4-2, Andover Central 4-1. They had one game that was canceled because of COVID. How do you see that game?
Well, first of all, it's really nice to see Andover back on the winning side of things. I mean, they have struggled in recent years where we have expected them to be better, and they just did not live up to that. They've got a young quarterback in Brady Strauss leading that way, and that defense is led by senior Isaiah McCorry, who's and just an outstanding athlete. But Andover Central, you know, again, they've just continually been strong. I mean, I think they had a little dip for a year or two in there, and they're just a strong program. And Chase White has done a good job leading that team, and it's escaping me as to who that loss was to. It was a little bit of a surprise for me. But these, again, are – this is such a good rivalry. To me, this is like a Northwest Bishop Carroll game where, you know, you think you have an idea of how the game is going to go, and then there's so many emotions in it that it just skews the data.
And then finally, before we let you go, there's one other game I wanted to ask you about. Andale undefeated. They look unbeatable. Clearwater visiting Andale tonight. They're 5-1, coming off a loss to a very good collegiate team, and that was a good game. They lost 31-19, but Andale seems to be on another level. Can Clearwater play with Andale tonight?
You know, I think Tanner Cash is going to have an outstanding game, and that defense is going to have to be able to somehow control what Andale has coming out of the backfield. This looks like an Andale team. I swear this is the same team for the past 5 years. I think Dylan Schmidt has been there that long. I mean, the names are so interchangeable, and it's three guys every game that have 80 to 95 yards coming out of the backfield. And the defense is forcing turnovers, and they're getting scores off the defense. I think that you could close your eyes and you could picture this team this year looking just like a team from a couple of years ago, because they're a great program.
No question, but Clearwater is improving. And again, some interesting games tonight on the docket around the area. I don't know if the scores will be indicative of the interest that we have. That Derby Mays game, this is really kind of a real test for Derby, in my opinion. Are they anywhere close to the same team that's won state titles here in the past couple of years? We'll see. Thanks, Joanna.
Thanks, guys.
Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. Your Mays Eagles with a chance tonight. What do you want to put on it?
You want to try to win your house back?
I'm being serious. What do you want to put on it?
Oh,
don't deflect. If you're going to man up on Mays, this is your chance.
Let's go. Okay.
What do you got?
We bring drinks in for next Friday.
Bigger than drinks.
Well, then tell me, what do you want?
You, if you're the Mays guy, let's
I just
go.
Threw something on there. I just
what do
threw
you got?
Something on there.
What do you got?
I just told you drinks for the drink
Cookies
drinks next
from
Friday
from the place out east.
Fair, done.
They'll be here next Friday for the winner.
No, because you'll send Debbie to get them. So no,
I'll go.
Okay, fair enough. Game on.
Cookies from out east. What's the name?
Crumble.
Of the play? Crumble. That's the bet.
Crumble cookies. You got it. That's
straight
the bet.
Up.
Straight
winner.
Up. Winner.
No points.
That's fine. Yeah, I got my boys.
All right. Come on, Panthers.
Come on, Eagles.
We'll be back with hour number two next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.